Les compléments d'objets indirects. Indirect objects answer the questions to whom or for whom. When we are clarifying our indirect object for the first time in a conversation or writing, we will often use a person's name, a defining title or relationship, or an emphatic pronoun, generally in the third person. Je dis toujours la vérité à mes parents. After the person has been established, we can replace their name, title, or pronoun with the corresponding indirect object pronoun. Je leur dis toujours la vérité. This functions in a similar way as it does in English, where we use indirect object pronouns to say to me, to you, to him, to her, to us, to them. Indirect object pronouns are only used with transitive indirect verbs. These verbs are generally identified with an a after them when you look them up in the dictionary. Many are similar to their English equivalents. Parler à, to talk to. Écrire à, to write to. Donner à, to give to. Envoyer à, to send to. Offrir à, to offer to. There are some that don't have the to in English. Téléphoner à, to call. Répondre à, to answer. Obéir à, to obey. Pardonner à, to forgive someone. Rendre visite à, to visit someone. To use les compléments d'objets indirects, remember to conjugate the verb based on the person doing the action, just like always. Then, place the pronoun in front of the conjugated verb in a one-verb phrase. Il me parle. Elle nous envoie des textos. If you have a two-verb phrase in the present, or are using simple future tense, you can place the pronoun directly between the verbs. Elle veut vous téléphoner. Nous voulons lui écrire une lettre. In the passé composé, the COI will come before the auxiliary verb. Je t'ai téléphoné. Il nous a offert un travail. Recap of COI. Answer the questions to whom or for whom with transitive indirect verbs, those that take a. Are used with people only, not other nouns. See section about e. Come before the conjugated verb, except in two-verb and simple future. Often thought of as verbs of exchange. Indirect object pronouns. Me, to me. Te, to you. Lui, to him, to her. Nous, to us. Vous, to you. Leur, to them.